Yep. Now, if you get to the top here and you say, I don't want to go any further, I want to stop there, then just keep widening them all. And what you do is what is called a balancing, a rebalancing asset allocation every year or twice a year, preferably once a year, unless there's a high swing in the market, rebalance it once a year because you have then capital gains less. You do it once a year, you have less capital gains to pay. If you reallocate them twice a year, you might have more capital gains. But if you're at a very swing of the market, if you know the market's really at the peak or really at the bottom, some people like to reallocate twice a year. I usually do it once a year. Every once a year, I'm about to do it in June. When June comes along, I got three of my investors or my financial advisors, they're meeting me at my office, we're going to be reallocating again. I'm going to be sitting with them and talking to them, you know, what's going on, where do you think we ought to put some energy now, etc. But we reallocate, because what happens is, this grows faster as you go up. And it gets top heavy. And if it gets too top heavy, you're speculating more. You want to reallocate and build a stable foundation. You're better off with a stable foundation like a pyramid than you are like a top. A top will topple. A pyramid will be stable. So you want to basically build at the bottom. I'd rather have more at the bottom that's absolutely certain. You know, they say that when you're young, you like to speculate. When you get old, you get conservative. I wonder if it's that or whether or not you just figure out that it's wiser to have some conservative money later on. Yes? I just wonder if you just get wiser finally. I have a friend that I consult for. He's got $11 million. He's got $11 million worth of bonds. Diversified. Rotated. He's got about $1 million in cash and about $11 million worth of bonds. He's got plenty of liquidity. He's getting 4 to 7% in the bonds, depending on the age of these bonds. Consistently getting it. He's got a nice income every single month. $11 million can give you a hell of a good income just off the bond income at 6%. It's giving you $600,000 a year doing nothing. He still loves working. He still makes $1 million a year off his income. But now he's got $1.6 million. Passive at 6 and the other is $1 million. He does not have to work, but he loves his work. And he's trying to grow his business constantly. He doesn't have financial stress because it's tax-free municipal bonds. So he's not paying any taxes on that. Just tax-free, $600,000 a year coming in, U.S. In addition to his $1 million that he makes, that he does pay taxes on. Am I making sense? He doesn't need to make speculation. There's absolutely no reason to have to speculate. You can make a vast fortune being very conservative to moderate. And then if you want to, after you build enough cushions there, if you want to do it, that's fine. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up with a better yield. Warren Buffett basically said, and Benjamin Graham, his teacher, said that he, looking at the stats over the long haul of all the people that speculated and all the people that invested and all the people that saved, the people that had a division between half savings and half speculation, half investing, ended up with more yields in the long run than all the speculators. The speculators you hear about in the newspaper, they make big fortunes and they make it in the newspaper and then they disappear for about 5 years. You don't hear about them anymore. You hear about people like that here? I'm not interested. I'm not here to make quick get rich schemes. I'm not here to try to get you to invest in my new deal that's going to get you some real estate properties. But I am here to make sure that you get some basics in place. Because if you get those basics in place, I can guarantee you 5 and 10 or 15, 20 years from now, you're going to end up with some cash flow. And then you're going to say, oh, thank you. Not that I need your thanks, but I'm just saying you're going to say, thank you, got me on track. There's some people here who have come up to me. There's already been four people come up to me that have already started applying some of these things that they said they've already increased their savings more than before. You said something about it. What, do you mind to say something about it?
I just didn't. I started.
Speak up loud.
12 months ago, I got John's tapes and started this. And in a year, I've saved more than I've ever saved prior to that total.
Somebody else was here. Who else did this process? Yeah. Speak loud. So you're going to have this in within a 7 to 8 year period. You're going to be independent if you follow that program. That's what I basically find as an average. And we'd like to be independent in 7 years. It's totally doable. And you know what? You don't even have to speculate. No speculation necessary. Now, I know there's some people that say, well, you can get financially independent in 2 years doing this speculation. Fantastic. If you look at the hundreds of people, thousands of people that do it, you'll find out the percentages of the people that actually end up with that result are smaller than the percentage of the people that are going to be doing what I'm telling you. You have a higher percentage, a higher probability. This, you've got a few that are going to do it. They'll advertise those few, but the majority of people aren't going to stick it out and actually end up with that result. They don't have the resolve, and they don't have the management of their emotions. As Warren Buffett says, and Benjamin Graham says, and I still use them, I figure that my mentors are the two wealthiest people on the planet. They're my mentors, right? So I basically, and some of the historical mentors, and the people that have got their Nobel Prize in studying these things, I'd rather go and follow their advice than I would somebody who's got a quick-get-rich scheme. Because in the long run, those cost you money. I had a lady that was 72 years old that had saved $750,000, was living on a retirement, and was doing well, but was not growing as fast as she wanted. She wanted to raise her lifestyle. She went to a seminar on how to save and reduce taxes, and how to set up offshore trusts, and how to save and basically not pay the damn government, the greedy government that's taking their money.